Hello, today we're going to do a show and tell on screencasting on EDUbuntu and Windows, converting AV to OGG and Flash video, displaying the video on a web page using Cortado and an open source Flash player. So first, to set up our screencast in EDUbuntu, we would follow this guide. And here we have it. We have start our capture and stop our capture. In the end, we have the AV, the OGG, and the Flash video. So let's just do a quick demo. We would say start our capture, select the whole screen or select a window. Gives us the information about the window it's going to capture. And then we select stop. It asks us, would we like to export to the non-proprietary format OGG? We would usually say OK. And then it asks us, would we like to export to the Flash video format? We'd usually say cancel. And in the end, we have our three files. And as we see there, it's detected that they're video and is saying that we can play them with our video player. There we go. So even if we try to fool the system, maybe tell it that it's a text file, it's intelligent enough to realize that it's actually a video. So here's the somewhat geeky stats. We have the Flash video, the OGG, and the AV. And the OGG looks smaller than the other two. Okay, so we'd log out. Okay. So let's have a look at the theory of what we've just done. We've used FFmpeg to capture the audio and video. FFmpeg is a collection of free software that can record, convert, and stream digital audio and video. There's a comparison of the container formats. We used AVI, an acronym for Audio Video Interleave, is a multimedia container format introduced by Microsoft. So we convert that to OGG. OGG is a patent-free, fully open multimedia bitstream container format. The term OGG often refers to audio file format OGG Vorbis, that is, Vorbis-encoded audio in an OGG container. Other prominent components of OGG are its video codec, Theora, and the human speech audio compression format, Speaks. It's the official file format in use for Wikipedia's audios and videos. There's Vorbis, an open free lossy audio compression codec. Theora is a video codec. And Flash video. Well, we can watch our Flash video using mplayer and VLC media player. So how are we going to do the same thing in Windows? We're going to use mplayer. mplayer is a free open source media player, distributed under version 2 of the GNU General Public License. mplayer is well known for its wide format support and is said to support more multimedia formats than any other player. It also has a companion program, the Movie Encoder, mEncoder. That's what we're going to use to encode our AV into Flash video. Or convert, sorry. And here we go, mEncoder can convert all the formats that mPlayer understands into a variety of compressed and uncompressed formats using different codecs. So we're going to need some software for Windows. We need a mPlayer. We need the FFmpeg to Theora, Cortado, the open source Flash player, and we'll use CamStudio to capture our AV. Though you can use a video camera, webcam, mobile phone. You can use anything to capture the initial video. So there's the binary for Windows for FFmpeg to Theora, the Flash video player, the page for Cortado, the Java applet. Okay, so well, there we go. Okay. So all I've done here is extract mplayer into this directory, copy the FFmpeg to Theora binary, add the flash player and what they call the source and Cortado. So let's have a quick look at a video I converted earlier of one of my friends having a bonfire. Okay. It's there we go. Over the virtual network connection, it doesn't display too well. But anyway, let's record the desktop capture. Okay. Click there. Click there. Click there. And that will do. Okay, we'll say overwrite the other one. Now it wants to preview it for us. We'll just skip that. Then we have our batch file here to convert the AV to OGG and Flash video. So let's run that. We'll just minimize that. Okay, so once that's finished, we'll have our OGG and our Flash video. So we'll just give it a second. Okay, we're done. Now let's have a look. Okay. So there we go. Okay, all too easy. Now let's get out of here. Okay, so why is that useful? What can we do with that? Well, once we've uploaded the video and the player and the HTML, we can reuse that HTML on any web page. So we can play our video on our blog, on our media wiki, in the Edna Group's forum, and pretty much anywhere on the World Wide Web that will let us display HTML. So if you'd like to, if you'd also like to do the same thing, you can visit the Edna Group, or perhaps visit my blog and have a chat. Or if you're a professional educator, you want to discuss the pedagogy, code of practice, and how to use this project in an educational context, then perhaps it's better to discuss it with other professional educators. All right, thank you. Happy learning.